This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. In Georgia, 91% of non-custodial parents who owe child support are men. So for fathers who can't afford to make those payments, that could mean a driver's license suspension, loss of visitation, or even jail. Former NFL player and Georgia Tech athlete Orwin Smith knows all about the challenge of paying child support. He became a father in college. After he graduated, he had himself put on child support. But when he was released from the Green Bay Packers in 2014, he wasn't exactly sure how he could continue to make those payments.
Typically, you know, the NFL player or potential player, their dreams are to get drafted and, of course, you know, make big bucks. Unfortunately, for my situation, it didn't pan out like that.
So Smith turned to the Division of Child Support Services Fatherhood Program. It helps men learn how to support their children while keeping their own lives financially stable. Orwin worked with Ed Harbison, a fatherhood program coordinator for the Georgia Department of Human Services. I recently sat down with both of these men to talk about the issue of child support. I began by asking Ed about how the fatherhood program works.
In the program that I oversee, I typically bring in about 30 guys a month, and each one has a variety of backgrounds, educational backgrounds, family backgrounds, financial backgrounds. And in Orwin's case, Orwin could pay the child support. He was just kind of caught off guard about how the system actually worked. And he, like he says, if your career is in between stints and you're trying to make ends meet, you kind of need some help to kind of tide you over, and that's where we come in. So the coaching and mentoring comes into learning our system, learning what's available, learning the pros and cons, the policies and procedures. And we'll talk about that child support. If it's too much, if it's too little, and most people don't understand, your child support can change along with your career.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be just one set amount.
It can vary. And we have a procedure called a review and modification. And every 36 months, your case can come under review. And we looked at that for Orwin. You know, he said, oh, he's not earning $1 million salary a year. Let's take a look at what he's actually earning, his earning potential is, and then adjust his child support accordingly.
Yeah. Orwin, I read that you have said at one point in time that when a mom loses a job, life goes on, but a father loses a job, and the first thing that comes to his mind is, I'm about to go to jail.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, that's for a lot of fathers out there. I do understand the importance of financially supporting your child and your children. You know, it's a must. You know, they didn't have to be in this world. But if there was only some way that the laws could be more friendly towards dad, I do think that is a need, because things happen in life. And not only losing a job, but, you know, we have people that just get injured on work. Sometimes hours are cut. Sometimes fathers just can't find work.
I know many women who are single mothers.
Including me, I was a single parent.
You were a single parent,
too.
There are many mothers and fathers, but particularly mothers, I want to talk about for a moment, that would say, you know, the bills don't stop when I'm raising my child. I don't have children, but I know lots of women who would say, well, you know what, life doesn't exactly stop when my child's father can't afford to make the payments, that the food still needs to be
right there,
and those doctor bills still need to get paid, the feet that keep growing still need shoes
put on. Absolutely.
So what would you say to women who are listening saying, you know, cry me a river, okay?
we get that in our office. You know, even I experienced it as a single parent myself. Mm-hmm. But what I can tell them from experience is, look for child support to assist you, not for it to be the main source of income to provide for your child. These are the kind of sessions that we have in my office one-on-one when I get with the fathers. Our programs help incentivize you to find alternative careers, too. CDL programs, short-term training, that kind of thing. So yeah, we want to transition them into jobs that are viable in their communities, which is what I told Orwin when he came in. Orwin, you got a degree from Georgia Tech. Let's utilize what you already know, and let's transition you into a career that's going to be viable for you.
Right. So how is that working out for you, Orwin?
It's working out great. I feel like I found my niche in the finance world. And like Mr. Harbison mentioned, you know, I probably wouldn't have had as much confidence as I should had I not, you know, met him and went through the program. It's a very stressful transition for any college student going into the workforce, but better yet, you know, a former athlete. So far, it's been great. I'm enjoying everything, and life is definitely looking upward.
I can tell you that's a far cry from where we started. and Orwin and I've had some very passionate conversations, right, Orwin?
Yes, sir.
Very passionate conversations about children and starting his career and getting back to what he thought was a successful career. Most parents and most children will tell you, they think their parents know everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so they want to know who they are. And that's what I told Orwin. Your son still wants to know who he is. You know, am I going to be a great athlete like my father? Do I have the academic acumen of my mother? And I think men, more often than not, need someone to walk them through that. It's not a natural thing for men to be nurturing. I'll be the first to admit it. You have to learn patience. You have to learn a whole lot of things when you're parenting.
Ed Harbison is a fatherhood program coordinator for the Georgia Department of Human Services. And Orwin Smith is a former NFL player and a graduate of the program. For more data on child support in Georgia, visit gpbnews.org.